Report, 23 pro-life organizations scandalized. Firebombed by pro-abortion activists in recent weeks. By Wendell Hasebo on June 14, 2022. At least 23 pro-life organizations have reportedly been vandalized in recent weeks. The pro-life organizations have been either firebombed or vandalized by radical pro-abortion activists, according to Catholic Vote. Hollywood, Florida, South Broward Pregnancy Center and Archdiocese of Miami Respect Life Ministry. Asheville, North Carolina, Mountain Area Pregnancy Services. Manassas, Virginia, First Care Women's Health. Alexandria, Virginia, Concerned Women for America. Reisterstown, MD, Alpha Pregnancy Center. Frederick, MD, Birthright of Frederick. Frederick, MD, CareNet Frederick. Reisterstown, MD, Alpha Pregnancy Center. Buffalo, New York, Compass Care Pregnancy Services. Madison, Wisconsin, Wisconsin Family Action. Des Moines, Iowa, a Gay Pregnancy Resource Center. Denton, Texas, Woman to Woman Pregnancy Resource Center. Austin, Texas, Trotter House. Long Beach, California, His Nesting Place Home for Mothers and Children. Sebastopol, California, Pregnancy Center Billboard. Eugene, Oregon, Dove Medical Clinic. Kaiser, Oregon, Oregon Right to Life. Gresham, Oregon, Gresham Pregnancy Resource Center. Portland, Oregon, Southeast Portland Pregnancy Resource Center. Vancouver, Washington, Options 360 Women's Clinic. Federal Way, Washington, CareNet Pregnancy and Family Services of Puget Sound. Linwood, Washington, Next Step Pregnancy Services. The attacks follow a leaked Supreme Court decision that revealed Roe v. Wade may be overturned this month. If overturned, abortion would no longer be protected by the federal government but would still be legal in many states. Though President Biden campaigned on unity, Biden has not condemned a single one of the attacks, the RNC reported on Monday. Moreover, many establishment television networks refuse to cover the extremism. Many of the attacks have been brutal and vulgar in nature. If abortions aren't safe, then you aren't either, vandals wrote on a Wisconsin Family Action facility. In Oregon, Gresham Pregnancy Resource Center was reportedly firebombed on Saturday. Images show a burned-out shell inside the center's facility, according to Life News. The attack followed firebombings of pro-life groups and pregnancy centers in Wisconsin, Oregon, and New York. The rise of far-left extremism comes after Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, and Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, D, used violent rhetoric against those who hold dissenting political views. Lightfoot called the LGBTQ+ community to arms. Schumer stated that Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh will pay the price for overturning Roe v. Wade. "You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions," he said. Soon after the political statements using violent rhetoric, a rash of extremism broke out. Last week, a suspect was arrested and charged with an assassination attempt against Kavanaugh. On Thursday, Arizona Senate candidate Blake Masters witnessed a man with a Black Lives Matter t-shirt allegedly attacking a woman by hitting her in the jaw. On May 4, a Catholic parish in Denver, Colorado, was vandalized with smashed windows and spray-painted pro-abortion messages, The Washington Times reported. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and Getter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.